Good Wednesday morning, beloved, and thank you for inviting me into your homes for this edition of our 5-minute journey. Today we are in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 16 through 24, where the Apostle Paul explains that his co-worker Titus will oversee the collection and that he and another follower of Jesus will come to encourage the Corinthians to give generously. And the God-saving word for us this week is spiritual renewal. So let's begin reading 2 Corinthians chapter 8, beginning at verse 16. How we thank God for making Titus as eager as we are to help you. Not only did he welcome our request, he was so eager to help that of his own free will that he decided to go to you. With him, we are sending the brother who is highly respected in all the churches for his work in preaching the gospel. And besides that, he has been chosen and appointed by the churches to travel with us as we carry out this service of love for the sake of the Lord's glory and in order to show that we want to help. We are being careful not to stir up any complaints about the way we handle this generous gift. Our purpose is to do what is right, not only in the sight of the Lord, but also in the sight of others. So we are sending our brother with them. We have tested him many times and found him always eager to help. And now that he has so much confidence in you, he is all the more eager to help. As for Titus, he is my partner and works with me to help you. As for the other brothers who are going along with him, they represent the churches and bring glory to Christ. Show your love to them so that all the churches will be sure of it and know that we are right in boasting about you. And today's key verse is 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 21, where Paul says, our purpose is to do what is right, not only in the sight of the Lord, but also in the sight of others. And, beloved, this is so very important, especially when it comes to money. That is always a sore spot with believers and unbelievers. As a matter of fact, if you ever talk to an unbeliever about why he doesn't like to go to church, he probably the first word out of his mouth is going to be because the preacher's always asking for money. And so the Apostle Paul here is very sensitive, to people's feelings and, but they have a job to do. The people in Jerusalem are starving to death. And the churches have decided to take up this offering and to include all of the churches in being able to participate in this offering. And so Paul is saying here, we're doing not only what is right in the sight of the Lord, but what also is right in the sight of others. And we need to think about that. Wherever we go, whatever we do, there are always unsaved eyes that are in the midst of decision, people that are contemplating giving their lives to Jesus, they're watching us. They want to see how faithful we are with the things that God has given us. Amen? Let's pray. Lord God, teach me to show your love to others. Help me to reach out to those in need and to share my resources and reflect your grace. Amen. Well, that brings our Wednesday morning together to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow when we'll be in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 1 through 15, where the Apostle Paul continues to encourage the Corinthians to give generously. Until tomorrow morning, then, beloved, God bless. Keep looking up, for our redemption draws nigh. God bless.